Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to week two of our launch party for the AVE Radio Network. I'm your host, Mike Summers, and it is great to have you here with us. If you would like to join in on the conversation this morning, give us a call at 646-929-2424. That's 646-929-2424. Do want to make mention that if you do plan on calling in and you have a speaker on your computer, please make sure that you turn it down because you could be confused by the time delays and the echoes that happen during our Blog Talk Radio programs. So, again, give us a call, 646-929-2424, and you can also join us in the chat room right here by going to our website, which is blogtalkradio.com/AVE Radio Network, and you can also listen to the archives, including last week's inaugural show, which featured my guest co-host at the time there, Fast Eddie. And speaking of Fast Eddie, I'm not sure if he's listening in, but I want to wish him and everybody down there in Florida the best. They've been battling Hurricane Isaac that hit the area over the weekend, and now it's making a beeline for New Orleans and the Gulf Coast. So we want to not only wish our thoughts and prayers to all the people there in the Gulf Coast, but also to be careful out there because that hurricane looks like it's going to be a doozy, even though it's only going to be probably a Category 1, Category 2 hurricane down there. All right, we're going to turn things over to subject matter today. We are going to talk a little bit about, for our local area here in Medford, Oregon, where it is really still smoky because of the wildfires out here out west, and they just are relentless right now. There are a lot of circumstances brought those fires to light: lightning, arson. Who knows what's happening? But we're getting a lot of smoke, and not only that, down towards my old hometown of McLeod, California, just south of there, fire is burning there, and it's causing all sorts of smoke problems there in the small town there in McLeod, and so just hope that everybody there is doing just fine. We're going to talk a little bit about this weekend, which is the start of the 15th season of AVE Sports on the television and video side. Even though we're not on a television station, we are being featured on our YouTube channel. You can go there by checking out www.youtube.com/theofficialAVETV. That is www.youtube.com/theofficialAVETV. There you can take a look at some of our past presentations as well as our classic shows. And just posted over the weekend was last month's Lions All-Star Football Games, the 8-man and 11-man games, first annual 8-man game, which we did have some technical difficulties, so I thought I'd mention that right off the bat. And then I had to start for like about 45 minutes, then went right into the game, and everything worked well after that. And then the 35th annual 11-man game, and boy, it was exciting. It was a fun time. So make sure that you catch that on the AVE YouTube channel. This weekend, AVE Sports kicks off Season 15 with high school football action in the city of Rogue River. Still waiting to get an email confirmation as to whether or not we'll be able to go to that game. But it will be the St. Mary's Crusaders from right here in Medford, Oregon, taking on the Rogue River Chieftains. And who knows how long they're going to be called the Chieftains. That's, of course, a subject matter for another day. But Rogue River trying to restart football this season after forfeiting the remainder of a few games last year because numbers dwindled down. St. Mary's had that same problem 2 years ago, but they managed a 4-5 record on an independent schedule last year. They're going to be on an independent schedule again this year, and we're going to cover three of their home games this year, which includes Glendale on September the 8th, Chiloquin on October the 6th, and the Aetna Lions on October the 27th. All of those games are going to be held at Spiegelberg Stadium here in Medford. So we're going to try and get all those filmed as well as to put them on the AVE channel now. I want to quickly mention before I move on, the AVE channel will have these games for 1 week only. We are going to air them for 1 week only. Another reminder about that, so make sure that you mark that down. But DVDs will be available, and you can contact Action Video Entertainment's business office at 541-227-6019, 541-227-6019 locally, or you can email us at officialavetv@gmail.com, officialavetv@gmail.com. DVDs of all athletic events this season will be $20 a piece like they were last year. So make sure you give us a call today. So that's the St. Mary's football schedule, which will start on, as I said, this Friday on the road at Rogue River. For the Cascade Christian Challengers, that's going to be another school we're going to be covering. We're going to have three home games and a road contest as well. The Challengers are going to debut 2 weeks from this Friday, as they will play host to the Brookings Harbor Bruins, and they will have another home game on October the 5th against the Lost River Raiders, and then they will hit the road on October the 19th as they will travel to Illinois Valley and Cave Junction to take on the Cougars, and then they will close out our regular season campaign on October the 26th, taking on the Rogue River Chieftains, the very same team, and everybody's hoping that they will be around for that game, so keep our fingers crossed for Rogue River, and then playoffs if necessary, which would be the 9th and 16th, 9th, 10th, and 16th, I should say. We'll be able to get those, but then after that, it's going to be the OSAA the rest of the way. Talk a little volleyball right now. Next week is when volleyball will hit the air, and we will start with the Cascade Christian Challengers as they will play host to the Marshfield Pirates. Game time for that is set for 7 o'clock, and we'll have that on DVD as well as on YouTube on a tape delay basis. We will not be live. Just thought I'd let you know we're not going to be live on these. And then Cascade Christian's remaining schedule will be against St. Mary's, their longtime rivals, and Illinois Valley. September the 27th, they will be at home against St. Mary's. And then October the 4th, they will be at home against Illinois Valley. And then they will travel to St. Mary's on October the 16th, and then they will travel to Illinois Valley on October the 23rd. We're going to try and get email confirmation on the road games, but that's what we're planning on doing. And then September the 22nd, here's something special, Cascade, St. Mary's, and Eagle Point, another school that we're going to try to cover this year, are all going to be involved in the Rogue Valley Classic Volleyball Tournament at North Medford High School. We're going to try and get there. I do have a work schedule on Saturday up until about 3 o'clock, and then I'll head out to North Medford to try and get to possibly the consolation and championship games for those games. And it doesn't matter who's playing, we're going to be there to carry those so that we can be on the fair side. We mentioned Eagle Point. This was done by special request from our new intern. We want to welcome our new intern to the AVE family, Abigail Logan. So, Abigail, how you doing? Glad to have you as a part of the AVE family, and she'll cover Eagle Point this year, and I will be helping her out with a couple of games. September the 18th at North Medford High School against the Black Tornado, and then October the 11th, the Eagles will host North Medford, and then we'll close out the season October the 25th at Eagle Point as they host Ashland. And again, I'm waiting for confirmation as far as the Eagle Point stuff is concerned. Getting back to the football schedule, we do have two Eagle Point games that we wanted to put on the schedule to kind of see how that works out. September the 7th, they will be at home against the Summit Storm from the Bend area. That game is set for 7 o'clock. And then October the 11th will be the only other time we'll cover the Eagles, pending approval from all parties involved. They will host Willamette in a Midwest League contest, 5A action. So that will be coming up, but that's why I neglected to mention. And continuing on with our volleyball schedule, we're going to cover 1A action with the New Hope Christian Warriors in Grants Pass. We're going to see them for the first time on September the 11th, Tuesday, September the 11th, the anniversary of the terrorist attacks. We're in 2012, so it was 11 years ago. And they will be playing host to the Powers Cruisers in a 1A Skyline League action up there just south of Grants Pass. That will be the first game. Then September the 21st, that I believe is a Friday. We don't have a football schedule for there, so we're going to cover a volleyball game on a Friday as they will host the Camas Valley Hornets. And then on September the 25th, this is still being considered a maybe game, but we're putting it on the schedule as New Hope will host the Milo Adventist Mustangs from Canyonville up in Douglas County. Canyonville, which is also home of the Canyonville Christian Academy Pilots, which is a 2A school, and also the ever-popular Seven Feathers Casino up there. But it will be Milo Adventist and New Hope Christian that will play on September the 25th. That will be a Tuesday game. We go on further down the list, October the 9th, the Umpqua Valley Monarchs are going to be taking on New Hope Christian. That will be another Skyline League game. And then on October the 12th, they will play the Pacific Pirates. So we've got four league games, Powers, Camas Valley, Umpqua Valley Christian, and Pacific. And we have one non-league game, and that is Milo Adventist. So there you have it. That's all right there. And then, as we mentioned, playoffs if necessary. So a lot of good stuff going on as far as action video entertainment is concerned. We also are planning a special broadcast. We don't do other sports very often, but we wanted to give soccer a try. And so the boys soccer team will be taking on, we'll have the St. Mary's Crusaders, and then we'll be playing against the Glide Wildcats. That game is slated for October the 30th at 4 p.m., I'm going to try and dart out there from work, I believe. Well, I think it's a Tuesday, so I think I'll be out there. but we'll give soccer a try. It'll be the first time since, I believe, 1999 that Action Video Entertainment has covered a soccer game. So we'll be out there for that. Cascade Christian's football team in their new home this year, U.S. Cellular Community Park in South Medford, on field number 10, the football field. So make sure that you're out there for that. And that soccer game that I mentioned, Glide Wildcats, St. Mary's Crusaders, that's also going to be at U.S. Cellular Community Park, and I believe it will be on that very same field. So plenty of action going on for that. So looking forward to a great campaign. We do have about 15 minutes left, but I wanted to quickly mention again the plans to bring back Michael Porter's Wrestle Shoot. We mentioned it briefly last week. Michael Porter's Wrestle Shoot had been a mainstay on Blog Talk Radio for 75 episodes. He had several great professional wrestlers, not only from the era of the big time, but also some independent guests as well. And he also had various co-hosts who helped him out with his show. Unfortunately, we lost him, I think we would say almost 2 years ago when he passed away on October the 23rd of 2010. But prior to that, he had his final guest of his era was the notorious Ox Baker, the inventor of the heart punch. And so really tough way to lose a great friend that we had. Fast Eddie and I mentioned that last week, and as we said, it was a very sad time. And so with Michael Porter's passing, WrestleShoot had been put on the shelf, but we're planning on bringing it back. We don't know when we're going to launch it. We're still working on all the details, but I will tell you that it will be the same format as he had it before. We're not going to change a thing. And we mentioned Paula Joe's on board with it. Wacko Bob is on with it. Fast Eddie, although he didn't really talk to Michael much, you know, maybe a couple times, but he's on board with it, and we're looking forward to getting it back going again somewhere down the road here. So make sure that you catch it. Michael Porter's WrestleShoot. I will be hosting it. There will also be other guest hosts. It could be Wacko Bob. It could be Rick Ryder. Could be Fast Eddie. Could be Paula Joe. Could be just about anybody. So we're going to have a lot of fun with bringing WrestleShoot back. There was another show that I really had a great time listening to, and that was In Your Quarter with Big Daddy Joey Sanders. Joey worked here in Medford at Talk Radio Network for quite a number of years. He's back down in his native Louisiana with his family. So if Joey is listening, he's probably not listening live right now, but if he's listening on the archives, hello, Joe. How you doing? I haven't talked to Joey in quite a long time, but I know that he's been very busy down there and, you know, just having a fun time in Louisiana, although I think he's probably bracing for Hurricane Isaac coming very, very soon. So stay safe, you guys, and hope that everything goes well here. Well, we still have a lot of time left, so once again go over the history of Action Video Entertainment. And we only have like 30 minutes on this program, but I'm being told that we will continue with in the archives. So if you want to listen to the extended version of this edition of the AVE Radio Network Launch Party Part 2, you can go to the archive page by going to our page at blogtalkradio.com/AVE Radio Network. Quickly, once again, to tell you about the history of Action Video Entertainment, it started back in 1992 when three guys who took classes at College of the Siskiyous in Ray Berry's video production class came together following the success of what was then King Video Cable, now Northland Communications, and Mount Shasta's successful telecasts of Mount Shasta Bears basketball. Three guys came together, Bill Janis, John Guggins, and John McCarthy, to create Action Video Entertainment, and it started back in January of 1992. It was founded at that time, but the very first project didn't come until August 1992, which was the Destruction Derby at the Siskiyou Golden Fairgrounds, and it just went from there. And from that point on, the high school sports coverage was carried by AVE, distributed by AVE to be presented to King Video Cable, which that would be later called Continental Cablevision, then Media One, and then Northland Cable Television, and now Northland Communications. But I digress there. The primary programming had been local sports because that's what everybody enjoyed. I came on board in 1994 and helped to push for three other schools in the cable viewing area to be seen. And when that attempt failed, I just, you know, persistently kept up. And I think that the folks in Lee Dunsmuir and McLeod, California, were very happy that that we were able to carry their schools as well. This went on for quite a number of years. And the first programming project outside of the area was the Lions All-Star football game back in 1995. And that was where I met Rich Eisen and got my first real TV job as an intern at KRCR-TV. So it's not who you know, it's who you meet and what can happen to you. But we've had a lot of fun times. We also had a show called In Focus Siskiyou Magazine, which was an Action Video Entertainment original. That program now with Spare Bedroom Video, which is John Guggen's current video company. We carried on. We only had like 5 episodes of that show, but the sports carried on up until about 2005. That was when I graduated from College of the Siskiyous and then moved on to work at affiliated television with Fox 20 and Chico. Took Action Video Entertainment with me after I took over the company back in 2005. Didn't really do much with it, but last year relaunched Sports Action. But I'm looking forward to doing some other projects as well. I haven't really decided what I'm going to do yet. But this year, Action Video Entertainment celebrated its 20th anniversary. And we're continuing that until the end of the year. This weekend, however, we will start the 15th season of Action Video Entertainment. There was a span of about 4 or 5 years where there was some inactivity with the exception of the Lions All-Star Game. So I guess we could consider that part of the lineage, shall we say, with that game. And as I mentioned, this past weekend, we put on the Lions All-Star Football Game on our YouTube channel. That's going to stay on for a while. It's another way for college coaches to scout talent, and especially with one young man that just blew us away at the All-Star Game. George Thorolson, Paul Vietti, and Sonny Stupak were on the call of the game when I was on camera. A young man by the name of Rigoberto Sanchez, who's from Hamilton City, California, going to Butte College this year, but I can guarantee you there are going to be some D1 schools that are going to be looking at him, as well as Southern Oregon University down south of here in Ashland, are going to look at this kid. Almost shattered a Lions All-Star Game record for the longest field goal in game history, which was set by Jared Chaffin of Lassen in 1996. Rigoberto attempted a 57-yard field goal. And you have to see it, folks. You have to see this guy kick. And we have it on the YouTube channel. And there's also a video dedicated to him as well from that game for college scouts to take a look at. So pretty amazing what this young man can do. Well, we only have a few minutes left, so if you want to give us a call at 646-929-2424, that's 646-929-2424. You can do that. We only have a few minutes left on air, but we will be recording the extended version of the program. We're going to extend it out a little bit to see what we can talk about a little later on. But I got to tell you that it was it really was a fun time to be there at that Lions All-Star Game. And now we switch gears to the start of the high school sports season. And a lot of stuff going to be happening. And Fast Eddie and I were briefly talking a little bit. He's currently watching a Ring of Honor wrestling right now, which, by the way, Ring of Honor wrestling is owned by Sinclair Broadcast Group, which just happens to own one of the TV stations here in Medford, Oregon, KTVL, News 10, the CBS affiliate. That sale took place along with other stations that are affiliated or that are associated with KTVL. Were picked up by Sinclair Broadcasting earlier this year, and just nothing but rave reviews for that. And because Sinclair owns Ring of Honor Wrestling, they air that on Saturday nights right after the news, and so it's kind of an alternative to WWE and TNA, but not too many people really knew about Ring of Honor Wrestling. It was only like seen in sporadic areas and everything. But the fact that Ring of Honor Wrestling is now owned by a television or a media company, it's getting life in the syndicated area, and I think it's gained a huge following. So congratulations to Ring of Honor, and continue to wish them some great success. Some big names that are there: Charlie Haas, Shelton Benjamin. I know that Maria, who used to be in WWE, who was a Diva Search contestant, is now there under a new name. I can't remember what the name is. Jim Cornette's there, a crazy man himself, a lib, but still a great mouthpiece for professional wrestling. You cannot deny that at all with Jim Cornette. And I believe Kevin Kelly, who used to work for WWE all those many years ago until he had a falling out with them, is now with Ring of Honor Wrestling. Nigel McGuinness, who was in TNA for a short time, is there helping Kevin Kelly out with the commentary. So it may look small. It's not WWE-esque. It's not TNA-esque. But it's still wrestling, and you ought to give it a try. You ought to check out Ring of Honor Wrestling. What I got to do is I got to record it on my DVD player so I can watch it like on some Sunday morning or something. But pretty excited about Ring of Honor Wrestling. With a few more minutes left to go here, I got to kind of tell you about what's going on with the National Football League. The season going to be starting up. I don't know if it's this weekend or the following weekend, but preseason is winding down, and not this past weekend, but the weekend before, I was so stoked. My Houston Texans beat them pesky San Francisco 49ers. If you're a 49er fan, I feel sorry for you. I used to be, but not anymore. If my grandma was still alive, she would probably pull my ear right off and I would say, you're a Niner fan. No, I'm a Texan fan. Truly amazing to see how things are going. But the unfortunate thing is the former Orient Duck, LaMichael James, went down with an ankle injury in that Texans game, did not play in the Bronco game over the weekend, which the Broncos won behind Peyton Manning. So we'll see how the NFL season goes, and maybe we'll talk a little NFL football in the coming weeks here on the AVE Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio. So a lot of great things are happening, but just talking a little bit about local stuff here today, but we'll talk about other things in the coming weeks. But we want to once again thank you so much for joining us here for our launch party week two here on AVE Radio Network. Starting hopefully next week, we will continue to bring you we'll hopefully bring some interviews and all sorts of other good stuff as the weeks go on here on the AVE Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio. Again, these are 30-minute shows for the time being. We hope to expand down here in the near future. And again, I mentioned that Michael Porter's Wrestle Shoot will be relaunching in the coming weeks in the near future. So make sure that you have your ears tuned to Blog Talk Radio. But if you want to listen to some classic shows of his, go to his page, which is blogtalkradio.com/Michael Porter's Wrestle Shoot. You can listen to all 75 shows, and you can also download them. And you can also download our archives as well at blogtalkradio.com/AVE Radio Network. We are going to leave the air here on the air portion of our program, but we do invite you to stick around for the extended version on our archives. You can listen to it later. But in the meantime, I want to thank all of you for joining us, and we're just sorry that we couldn't get anybody to call in or have the chat room open, but we'll do a better job with PR work down here down the road. So until we see you next time for another edition of AVE Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio, this is Mike Summers saying thanks very much for joining us, and we'll talk to you soon. So long, everyone. and Mike Summers here on the Archives here on Blog Talk Radio. Want to once again tell you that you can call in during our live shows at 646-929-2424, 646-929-2424. That is the guest call-in line for our programming on AV Radio Network. And whatever show that we put on here, whether it be Michael Porter's Wrestle Shoot or whether it will be AVE Sports Talk or what have you, whatever shows that we come up with, we will have that number for you to call in. And you can also go to our chat room, which is available. Guests who do log in will have an opportunity to listen but may not get the opportunity to use the chat room. So if you want to sound off, do something good, so just make sure that you give us a call. Just to remind you that we're going to schedule our next show. We're going to put it on our Blog Talk Radio page, so make sure that you go there to our Blog Talk Radio site at blogtalkradio.com/AVE Radio Network, and make sure you schedule this program. So check us out there. And thanks very much once again, as I'm going to be heading out of town here. So we'll catch up with you hopefully next week, if not somewhere down the road here on the AVE Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks so much, and talk to you soon. Bye-bye, everyone.